Good morning, everyone. Today is Saturday morning, the 13th of October, 2018. And I'm reading this morning from the Daily Light, which is taken from pile from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible Scriptures. And you never go wrong reading the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. Good morning, John Mayna and Samuel Puka. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. From the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard. Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of also, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Understanding what the will of the Lord is, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Good morning, Leon Kennedy. This is the will of God, even your sanctification, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of the men, but to the will of God. Of his own will beget he us with the word of truth, wherefore lay apart all filthiness. Be ye holy, for I am holy, Jesus said. Whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Well, those are wonderful, wonderful scriptures that we can take to the bank. God's word is true, it can be trusted. And sometimes we feel like we need that God has left us. Sometimes we feel like that God has left us. But he was there all the time. This is entitled, I'm reading, good morning, Pedro Calvandico. I'm reading from this Pond Edition Volume 2. And this is entitled, Master, please don't tarry. Master, I plead that you would not tarry too long, for we are really not that strong. If left to my own devices, I would perish suddenly. Master, please don't tarry. Come and rescue me. Master, please don't tarry, or I will be cast down. My sins will overtake me, and I'll be laid to the ground. Master, please don't tarry. Come to my help and stay close beside me in the evening. Morning, yes, at the break of day. Thank you, Master, for not waiting. You were there all the time, even though this wayward child's eyes are often blind. You told me underneath me were your everlasting arms to hold me and sustain me and protect me from all harms. Thank you, loving Master, for letting me see. Your loving arms are open and always hiding me underneath the everlasting arms of God. This one is entitled The Serpent, a subtle beast. The serpent or snake is a subtle beast that God placed in the Garden of Eden. He's as subtle today, and his looks are deceiving. He comes as an angel of light, seeking whom he may devour, but Christ defeated him in his finest hour. The work on the cross of Christ my Savior gave ultimate protection from this subtle beast's power and conveyed to his people his loving favor. Okay, the next one I'm going to read is called God's Works. God's Works. God's works are marvelous and great to think upon. His mercy and his grace we can rely. Our eternal future is better than any past memory, the communion and fellowship with him in the great by and by. But our fellowship is sweet now, even though clouded by a world of sin. Just think how much more precious it will be with him then. Not having this battle between the spirit and flesh and the devil, the new soul, never again having to contend with evil. And this is all made certain by God's mighty work of redemption, granting us forgiveness and giving us admission into the greatest paradise we could ever imagine. He says he's preparing for us a place in heaven. His preparations are perfect and without any taints of sin, thinking on God's works from beginning to end. Is a marvelous exercise for those who are born again. Well, I'll read a couple more before we conclude our time together this morning. Thank you for joining me. Thank you, Quasar Bhatti, John Mayna, Leon Kennedy, Pedro Calvandico, Jim Kohler. Thank you all for prayers, and you're in my prayers as well. This is entitled Faith and Belief. I'm glad that I don't have to trust in my own faith and belief. This certainly would not give me any relief. But to trust in the faith of Christ's dear Son, given to me by the Three in One, oh my friend, that brings comfort beyond description. That's part and parcel of the gift of salvation. To be given the faith of Christ and the merits of his Son, his faith never fails the victory he has won. Never has and never will fail or falter. His faith is stronger than the rock of Gibraltar. Well, the last one that I'm going to read is called Evil Days. Evil days. We are living in very evil days.